Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. Now let us discuss the 20th nakshatra of Purva Ashadha and the nakshatra padas, the four steps of this nakshatra. Generally speaking, Purva Ashadha has these energies: unstoppable power through victory, easygoing, finding one's own path in life, unconventional approach, and chasing high ideology, especially since the natal one is in Sagittarius, everything about ideology. These people can become very idealistic, or the planet that sits here can become highly idealistic. Remember, this is a Venus ruled nakshatra, so there will definitely be themes of wealth, of spouse, of relationships. The previous one which we did was Purva Falguni, remember? Now we are doing Purva Ashadha, the last of the Venus nakshatras. We started with Bharani, then going into Purva Falguni, now Purva Ashadha. Yet it falls in the sign of Jupiter, of Sagittarius. So think relationships, think moral, ethical principles. These kind of things should give you a broad hint straight away. Some other themes of Purva Ashadha include overcoming initial obstacles of life in order to accomplish long-term goals. Why the reason? Long-term goals. Sagittarius is everything long-term. Okay. Idealism of the planet sitting here, meaning if it's Mercury, if you think very idealistically in terms of communication, Venus in terms of spouse and wealth, Sun in terms of rules and regulations, Jupiter in terms of law and ethical moral principles and so on. Apply the signification of the planet here, okay? And it will follow this particular theme. Same principle applies to all other nakshatras. You have to follow the house where it's sitting in, and you have to follow the planet signification when you're studying these nakshatrapadas. Trust issues of the planet signification sitting here due to past life experiences. They might have trust issues, maybe with the relationships. If Moon is sitting here, maybe trust issues with the mother. Sun sitting here, trust issues with the father or the government, for example. Venus with the spouse, Mercury with the siblings, children, so on and so forth. Self-worth is affected due to trust and belief issues here. Remember, trust and belief are very dominant in Jupiterian ruled signs, Sagittarius and Pisces. Pisces is more about faith, Sagittarius more about trust and belief. Good planets here heal and support. Malefics will provide incurable kind of diseases. Now let us see the generic themes of each one of the pada before we get into the details. First pada is Sagittarius going into Leo. So there is a 5-9 relationship here. Pada 1 will have wealth and knowledge. Why? Leo is 9th to Sagittarius. So there is a good luck factor. Yet due to excessive desires of the 7th house, Sagittarius opposite is Gemini, which is sitting in the 7th house kind of. Okay. Will spend his wealth on illegal relationships, which will lead to downfall. So practice gratitude and maintaining family tradition is the key to get over this. Without distractions, don't be distracted by too many relationships. Again, Venus factor playing in the Venus nakshatra, isn't it? Second pada has Sagittarius going into the sign of Virgo. So 4-10 relationship. Virgo is 10th to Sagittarius. So something to do with masses, something to do with daily work. Wealthy, righteous people, Sagittarius, but making wrong decisions regarding money and resources. Trusting wrong friends, Sagittarius is trust. Do not bother correcting the wrong people or disconnecting them from their lives. Go If you want to disconnect people, the wrong kind of people in your life, go ahead, do it. Bad company issues these people can have. Especially if Mercury is sitting here, maybe bad friends. Do not trust friends. Rely upon slow, methodical work. Virgo is 10th from Sagittarius. Virgo is a sign of daily work. Slow and methodical work. Your daily work, routines. And avoid too much ambitious steps. Avoid also borrowing huge sums of loan based on a friend's ideas. Virgo is for debts. So if you end up borrowing too much based on some friend telling you invest in stock market or blah blah blah, you might get into unnecessary debts. Avoid that. Third pada has Sagittarius going into Libra. So there is a 3-11 relationship. Libra is 11th from Sagittarius. And Sagittarius is 3rd from Libra. What does this lead to? Excessive material desires. Remember, Libra in Navamsha is a rich Rashi. It can get overtly possessive of the wealth. Too much materialism. Libra is 11th to Sagittarius, so there is an Aquarian energy playing in Libra, you might say. One will forego principles, again Sagittarius, cause harm to others and constantly donate things, resources you do have but are not using and do not need. So try donating these kinds of resources which you have and do not need. This is something which people in the modern era have to learn, isn't it? We just tend to hoard a lot of stuff, saying I'll use this 10 years or 5 years later. And you got all these things in your house which you never use. Give it away to those who need it. That will help this particular pada. Every pada has certain signature of remedy also buried in it, if you reflect on this very closely. Fourth pada has Sagittarius going into Scorpio. So there's a 2-12 relationship. One sign previous to Sagittarius is Scorpio. Responsibility at home to elders. Why is Sagittarius is second to Scorpio? Second to Scorpio meaning family related stuff. Makes sacrifices for elders, teachers or fathers. Why? There is Sagittarius. Let go of resources which do not belong to you. Scorpio is 12th from Sagittarius. Do not hold on to stuff which do not belong to you. This seems to be a big theme in Purvashada, isn't it? Somewhat like a wealth-related issue of Venus, being a Venus nakshatra. So let go of resources which do not belong to you, like inheritance, land, wealth, etc. Easily said than done. People hold on to their identity with these kinds of things. Wealth you receive in inheritance is more for giving out to other people rather than for you here. That's the fourth pada of Purvashada. If you find something, leave in the comment box any of the padas and maybe you can address that in detail. Now let's continue on to detailed planets and points deposited here and the generalities of these padas once again. Enjoy and share.
Podcast segment title, The Four Padas of Purva Ashada Nakshatra. Subtitle, Planetary Principles and the Inner Outer Karma Blueprint of Invincibility, Moral Conflict, and Emotional Realignment. Introduction. Purva Ashada, the Invincible One and the Battle for Ethical Victory. Purva Ashada Nakshatra spans from 1320 to 2640 in Sagittarius and is ruled by Apas, the goddess of cosmic waters. As the early victory star, it represents potential, confidence, and the momentum to triumph, but not without karmic friction. Governed by Venus, Purva Ashada carries beauty and charisma, but also the temptations of overindulgence, pride, and misplaced trust. This is the nakshatra of inner purification through outer battles, where the soul must differentiate between ego-driven wins and dharmic victory. It tests how we use our charisma and charm, whether to liberate or dominate, to uplift or seduce. Each pada of Purva Ashada marks a deeper challenge, from Leo's pride, Virgo's criticality, Libra's indulgence, to Scorpio's emotional release. What begins as confidence must eventually be tempered with humility and integrity. Let's explore the karmic imprint of each of these four padas. Purva Ashada Pada 1, Sagittarius 13D, 16D, 40, Navamsha sign, Leo, Dharmapada. Motivation, Dharma, to uphold one's ideals or tradition, but risks arrogance and downfall through vanity. Inner Outer Karma Blueprint, outwardly noble, spiritually aspirational, Sagittarius Rashi, inwardly proud, self-focused, image-driven, Leo Navamsha. This Pada has great leadership potential and often carries wealth, wisdom, or social recognition. But emotional decisions, particularly in relationships, often derail its higher path. Pride and desire for validation override clarity. Karmic theme, egoic downfall through illegal or inappropriate emotional romantic entanglements. Growth path, practice gratitude. Honor ancestral wisdom and avoid distractions of lust and status. Purva Ashadapada 2, Sagittarius 16 degree 40 to 20 degrees. Navamsha sign, Virgo Arthapada, elemental shift, fire to earth. Motivation, Artha to manage resources, but risks karmic misalignment through poor judgment and stubborn loyalty. Inner Outer Karma Blueprint, outwardly visionary, expansive, Sagittarius Rashi. Inwardly analytical, perfectionistic, anxious, Virgo Navamsha. This Pada struggles with misplaced trust, especially in friends or colleagues. The native often knows something is wrong but fails to course correct due to ego, fear of confrontation, or overthinking. Karma shows up as betrayal, debt, or drained energy. Karmic theme, material or emotional losses due to misaligned associations and failure to detach. Growth path, be discriminating with whom you trust. Choose integrity over familiarity. Purva Ashadapada 3, Sagittarius 20 degree, 23 degrees 20. Navamsha sign, Libra, elemental shift, fire to air. Motivation, comma, to experience desire and pleasure, but risks forsaking dharma for indulgence. Inner Outer Karma Blueprint. Outwardly inspired, idealistic, Sagittarius Rashi. Inwardly charming, pleasure-seeking, peace-loving but avoidant, Libra Navamsha. This Pada creates attractive, diplomatic personalities who may prioritize desire over duty. There is a tendency to ignore one's higher responsibilities in pursuit of comfort or status. Relationships are transactional unless purified. Karmic theme, desire overrides principle, avoidance of accountability, misuse of wealth and social power. Growth path, regularly donate unused resources. Let love be a practice, not a transaction. Purva Ashadapur Sagittarius 23 degree 2026-40s, Navamsha sign, Scorpio, Mokshapada, elemental shift, fire to water. Motivation, Moksha to dissolve pride through service but resists emotional vulnerability. Inner Outer Karma Blueprint, externally enthusiastic, wise, benevolent, Sagittarius Rashi, internally intense, secretive, burdened by ancestral debts, Scorpio Navamsha. This Pada has karmic contracts with elders, father figures, or teachers. Inheritance, material or karmic, comes with obligation. If misused, it becomes a burden. The soul must learn to give without attachment, particularly when emotional discomfort arises. Karmic theme, refusal to support or honor elders leads to emotional isolation or hidden suffering. Growth path, let go of inherited wealth and roles that aren't yours. Offer your resources to uplift lineage. Purva Pada summary, four faces of the Invincible One's trial. Pada 1, seeks, pride-based victory. Trap, ego, romantic distractions. Growth, practice humility and stay focused on the ancestral flame. Pada 2, order and loyalty. Trap, misplaced trust, karmic debt through inaction. Make surgical decisions, disengage from the wrong crowd. Pada 3, seeks, peace through pleasure. Trap, desire-fueled escapism, irresponsible indulgence. Growth, turn charm into compassion. Make beauty useful to others. Pada Scorpio seeks emotional and spiritual liberation. Burdened by unresolved karma, avoidance of caretaking. Growth, release pride. Serve family and ancestors with sacred detachment. Closing thought, in Purva Ashada, victory must serve a higher truth. To be invincible is not to be undefeated in battle. It is to be unshakable in purpose. Purva Ashada gives gifts, wisdom, beauty, charisma, wealth, but these are only blessings if they uplift others and restore broken lineages. If not, they become heavy debts, paid through relationships, reputation, or emotional loss. Next in the series, Uttara Ashada, where real victory is earned, not by conquest, but by endurance and unwavering integrity. Purva Ashada Nakshatrapada, with examples of planets. Exploring how planetary placement shapes karma, expression, and evolution across the four padas. Purva Ashadapada 1, Leo Navamsha, Sagittarius 13 degree 20 to 16 40s. Outer self, Rashi, visionary, expressive, values knowledge and legacy, Sagittarius. Inner self, Navamsha, proud, noble, performance-driven, Leo. Motivation, Dharma, to lead or inspire, but risks egoic downfall and distraction. Examples, Sun in Padawan, brilliant speaker or performer, thrives in leadership roles involving education, spirituality, or law, may be admired but lacks humility. Result, karma improves when leadership is used to illuminate others, not for applause. Jupiter in Padawan, carries strong dharmic past life merit, born to teach or guide, but may fall into moral superiority or entitlement. Result, must balance inner confidence with true gratitude and conscious humility. Venus in Padawan, magnetic and charming, with artistic or romantic talent. However, gets derailed by flattery or relationships that flatter the ego. Result, evolve love into devotion. Avoid using affection as a status tool. Purva Ashadapada 2, Virgo Navamsha, Sagittarius 16 D 40 to 20 degree. Outer self, spiritual expansion-seeking Sagittarius. Inner self, cautious, analytical, prone to guilt or overthinking. Virg motivation, Artha, to manage wealth and relationships responsibly, but risks karmic stagnation through inaction or misjudgment. Examples, Mercury in Pada 2, skilled communicator or researcher, but may doubt own insights or get stuck in overanalysis. Prone to betrayal through acquaintances. Result, let insight flow. Wisdom must be acted on, not just dissected. Saturn in Pada 2, disciplined, dutiful, and principled, but slow to act on moral intuitions. May stick with wrong company due to routine. Result, evolve by learning to let go of those who drain you. Responsibility includes knowing when to release. Moon in Pada 2, emotionally dependent on familiarity, even when it's toxic, tends to justify inaction in the name of keeping peace. Result, karmic repair begins when emotional patterns are acknowledged and corrected. Purva Ashadapada 3, Libra Navamsha, Sagittarius 20 degrees zil to 23 degrees 20. Outer self, idealistic, growth-focused. Inner self, graceful, relationship-oriented, image-conscious Libra. Motivation, comma, to enjoy life and relationships but risk spiritual derailment through indulgence and people-pleasing. Examples, Venus in Pada 3, refined in taste and charming in expression, but seeks love or luxury at the cost of self-respect or dharma. Result, karma evolves when charm is used to uplift others, not manipulate dynamics. Rahu in Pada 3, obsessed with status, wealth, or desirability, seeks shortcuts in business or love, attracts untrustworthy friends. Result, must give what is not being used. Surrender desire to dominate or possess. Mars in Pada 3, passionate and diplomatic, but may mask aggression with charm, can be overly strategic in love or politics. Result, direct your ambition to serve, not seduce or deceive. Purva Ashadapada Scorpio Navamsha, Sagittarius 23 degree 20 to 26 40. Outer self, inspired, teacherly, wise, Sagittarius. Inner self, emotionally complex, karmically entangled, protective Scorpio. Motivation, moksha, to dissolve attachments and pay ancestral dues, but risks secrecy or avoidance. Examples, Ketu in Pada 4, deep inner wisdom and detachment, but may withdraw from family roles or spiritual service. Often rejects inherited duties. Result, karmic upliftment comes through silent service, particularly to elders or forgotten members of the lineage. Moon in Pada 4, emotionally deep but prone to guilt, shame, or secrecy. May struggle with maternal karma or nurturing roles. Result, healing comes through direct emotional caretaking, especially of family or in-laws. Sun in Pada 4, feels karmically linked to the father or mentor figure, either through rejection or obligation, may carry burden of legacy. Result, integrate the past, honor father figures while stepping into your own light. Purva Asha Summary, four stages of ethical victory. Pada 1, seeks fame, influence, dharmic pride, ego, inappropriate relationships, spiritual arrogance. Growth, serve your legacy, not your image. Pada 2, Virgo, seeks clean conscience, order, safe alliances. Trapat, overthink loyalty to the wrong people. Refine your discernment. Act on your moral intuition. Pada 3, harmony and gratification. Transactional love, image over truth. Give freely. Serve without seeking return. Seeks soul release, emotional truth, avoidance of family karma, secrecy, denial, growth. Face your shadow by fulfilling your unseen responsibilities. Conclusion. In Purva Ashada, real victory is inner victory. You may win applause, relationships, or riches, but if Dharma is compromised, it is no true victory. Purva Ashada asks, are you fighting for truth or for your image? Are you holding on to something that must be surrendered to rise? The invincible one is not the one who never falls. It is the one who rises by letting go of what no longer serves. Next in the series, Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, where inner endurance and public duty must walk hand in hand toward true legacy.